At isang magandang gabi. Pero anyway, depende. Gabi, araw sa inyong lahat. Ako si Mr. A or Zelda Romero.
At ito naman si Mr. Anton Dominic.
Yes, Anton Dominic on the other line. Siyempre, kay, big sabihin yan, kay nakikinig sa The Remove Podcast Episode 3. Medyo we're gaining momentum na at parang siguro palapit na kasi ng palapit ang Sembrek at may time na para
hindi na ako makakauwi ng Quezon City during after this week na to, kaya pinamadali ko na kahit papaano.
Ayun, tapos kailan ba Sembrek nyo?
Sa October pa, mga bandang huling part ng October hanggang sa early part ng November.
Okay, so parang offset pala yung sem break niyo dun sa ano sa UPLB ah. 'Di ba usually October ang sem break part?
Oo. Pero yung kaya naging sinabi ko 'yun kasi pagka may removals pa ako, talagang yung bandang huli talaga ng October aking excuse me, yung aking sem break. Pero pag wala akong removals, direct meron akong around mga 3 weeks or so.
Cross my
fingers.
At nga pala, para makita medyo matamlay si Anton Dominic ngayon kasi medyo may sakit siya ngayon. Actually, kaka-recover lang sa sakit. Di naman dengue yan at mukhang trangkasa lang.
Oo.
Ayan. So anyway, okay. bago muna natin explain ang iba-ibang mga bagay, kamusta nang iyong anime watching ngayon? May mga na-caught up ka bang mga episodes lately?
Nakapaghabol-habol naman ako ngayon, pero hinihintay ko pa yung mga fansubbers, as usual.
which, ano pa ba? Ano pa ba ang mga hinihintay mo?
Asobe ni Ikuyo at saka Strike Witches.
Okay, hindi pa rin tapos?
Pati yung Kaichou o Maid-sama.
So, hindi pa sila. Kung tutusin. Tapos, actually, yung kanina-kanina lang, habang naghihintay ako, tinitingnan ko kung meron na bang lumabas na fall anime, yung next batch ng mga anime na i-air ngayon. Mukhang
nag-release October, si Random Curiosity ng preview, di ba?
Yeah. And from the looks of it, lahat sila October. Tama nga ang guess ko. So, okay. May oras pa para maka-caught up sa mga dinownload ko na hindi ko pa naman pinapanood hanggang ngayon. Ayun. Pero anyway,
okay, good news tayo.
Yes, anong good news yan?
Meron tayong bagong dalawang magsa-sign up na writer status sa Deremowe.
Aba! Wow! Galing. Yan, medyo magiging busy na yung site. Sa wakas, medyo kasi busy tayong lahat sa kanya-kanyang gawain. Ano?
Isang kohay ko sa high school ang magsa-sign up. Sabi ko sa kanya, magawa siya ng cosplayer diaries.
Cosplayer siya kung ganun.
Oo. Well, not the hyped and popular cosplayers, but she's an ordinary cosplayer.
Well,
last okay. Friday nung foundation day ng aming high school, naggawa sila ng cosplay booth na kung saan sila. Yung mga interested na mag-cosplay, nag-cosplay sila kasi wala nga magagawa tuwing foundation day, kundi magsaya ka o kaya upo ka lang sa isang corner. Kaya nag-cosplay booth sila.
So, yung ba ang una niyang una ba niyang time na mag-cosplay?
Hindi ko pa natatanong ng gusto, pero tatanungin ko sa Twitter once na mag-online siya.
I see. And may chance na bang sumama siya kahit paminsan-minsan sa podcast?
I don't think so, pero sa writing, pwede siya.
And sino yung isa pa?
Well, palagay ko yung isa ring kohay ko, pero hindi ko pa nakakontakt. Pero possible na writer, mag-sign up siya.
Parang from the looks of it, never mo sila nakilala face-to-face, ha?
Oo. Nakilala ko lang over Twitter.
okay. So, how did they contact us or you? I mean, paano napuko nila interest sa Deremowe? Any idea bakit nila nagustuhan?
Ako, nagkama po ako na idea, tapos in-invite ko sila.
So, yung nga sinabi mo yung cosplay. Pareho ba silang cosplay o isa lang?
Yung isa lang. I'm not really sure about the other one.
Mga ano ba to? Mga Fujoshi ba to?
No.
Oh. Okay. Okay. Yun lang. So anyway,
so okay.
So ano pa ba ang natin ngayon? Medyo magaganda ang connection. So may mga rant ka ba ngayon? Parang ano eh,
wala na akong rant kayo. Kasi hindi ko napapatulad yung mga K-On fans na binigyan ako ng hate mail.
Sinesendan ka na ng hate mail?
Meron mga ilan nag-hate mail.
So may na... Ah, I see. So napakinggan nila yung podcast and they send you hate mail talaga.
Hindi, kasi I mean, nabasa lang nila siya. Yung post ko sa... na nag-rant lang ako. Sabi nila, ano daw ginawa ng K-On sa akin? Sabi ko. Yung mga ganun, dinilit ko lang yung mga DM nila sa Twitter.
Ganun talaga eh, parang ano eh, leave K-On alone and we'll leave you alone. Anyway, and care to share kung, although wala naman mga pangalan, care to share nga, anything they say na parang you find ridiculous or ano, sounding na parang ano, weird.
Wait, just going to view my mentions ah. Yung ocean of mentions ko dito sa Twitter. Hang on. Hang on. Hintay lang, hinahanap ko pa.
Ganun.
Hinahanap ko pa kasi medyo marami-rami to.
Lagang...
Ay, di pala medyo marami. Malaki-laki yung ocean of mentions tweets.
Oo, oh, nga eh. May ano kayo, para may quota ka per... May goal ka lagi. Maabot ka na ba sa 100,000? O mag-50,000 ka pa lang?
Yung ano, tweets ko? 34 pa lang.
34? So, your goal muna is 50,
35
muna.
Malapit na. Wait lang, hanapin ko lang.
Malapit na. I think we already discussed kung ano yung mga anime sa fall eh. Oh, so ano yung ano sinabi?
Sinabihan pa ako na baka daw hindi ko daw nakita yung K-On, sabi ko. Taka lang ha, naglo-load pa.
Manimin hindi nakita.
Hindi ko daw pinanood, parang ganun.
Hindi mo pinanood, alam ko, we watch it, you watch it also, na alam naman natin kung ano yung K-On, na is, how does the fans or anime bloggers describe
ito,
this
as
a mobile blog.
Ito sabi dito, I was under the impression that you've not watched K-On, but if you watch then fine.
But you watched it and yun nga yung tingin mo. There's no substance. It's just moe. Diba?
Oo nga. Tapos ito pa yung isa pag hate mail, sabi ganito. Are you talking smack about K-On as soon as you haven't seen? That's ridiculous.
Parang ganun eh. They label you as a, parang you never watch K-On, just parang out of prejudice is, yung nag-comment kay. Parang ano, mahirap yata. Puro tweets naman yan, so it's only 140k characters, or 140 characters, so... You can't really explain na ano, dapat direct mo sila, listen to this podcast so that you can understand what I'm saying. Parang ganun.
They wouldn't understand because they're Americans.
Oh yeah, they're Americans. Oh nga pala, parang ano nga, most likely is the people who watch or parang worships K-On is most likely mga Americans eh, for some unknown reason, pero I guess the most majority sila. Ayun.
Well, I know a couple of Americans who doesn't worship K-On that way.
That way, too devoted. Kung nasa Japan na sila, bibili na lang yung mga kung ano nung ano eh.
Oh, and speaking of mech ng K-On, meron yung mech na battery charger eh. Battery charger ng cellphone.
Tapos na pinakita sa anime.
no, not pinakita sa anime. You know the ordinary lithium ion battery that has micro USB connections na nilagyan ng K-On skin.
That was many people bought it.
Sold out. There are many people planning to pre-order it.
Grabe naman, kahit ano yata eh. Fans. I don't know, hindi talaga may nabiyan yung mga ganyan. So anyway, mukhang we're gonna continue on. Ay, o nga pala, update pala. Disappoint ko pala yung High School of the Dead last week. I find na yung last week's High School of the Dead is kind of pure story. Parang well, minimal to no fan service ang nangyari, which is kind of unbelievable for high school. Kasi tutusin na episode na ba yun? Episode nasa na 12, so 11 yun. Episode 11. Well, tutusin last episode na ng High School of the Dead this week. Oh yeah, this week.
Let's see about the last episode before we could do a full review of it, right?
Oh yeah. Oh nga, may gagawin sana ako review with High School and siguro i-taon ka na magnatapos na. So, yun. Anyway, we already did do that. Okay. So, mukhang ako lang yata ang nasa scene ngayon at we're gonna talk about what I watch. Meron ka bang parang anime rin na i-review at least?
Ako? Wala pa ngayon so far kasi medyo, aside from yung bosses ko, nasabi ko na last episode yung mga anime na napanood ko.
Okay, so...
At saka nakapag-rant na.
So medyo mahaba-haba ang Tetsu One Birdie Decode, pero let's start with that. Kasi since I already watched the two seasons, which aired when did the first anime aired? Okay, so around 2008. And season 2 aired around 2009. So, parang isang taon lang ipagitan, isang season cycle kung tutusin. And both were created by A-1 Pictures, which surprisingly, sila rin pala yung gumawa ng Kanagi. Kaya, when I watch it, I see the similarities when it comes to design, artistically designed nung anime. So, let's start with how did this start?
A1 Pictures?
Yeah,
A1. A-1 Pictures? O, yeah. Sila rin yung gumawa na sa Sora na Woto at saka dun sa Working. Di ba?
Working. Ah, yeah. Pero kasi sa akin kasi one of the common, parang similarities but I saw in Kanagi in, ano ba to? Birdies. Yung medyo, I find the colors dull. Medyo parang plain yung gamit ng mga magkukulay nila sa mga anime characters. Actually, basta background eh. I find it dull.
The character design, halos pare-pareho yung sa A1 design. A1 design tuloy. Yung A1 Pictures. Ang papansin ko lang, pagka yung 480p, yung broadcast medium nila, ganun talaga parang naging dull. Pero yung kanilang mga Blu-ray edition, halos pare-pareho yung kanilang graphics.
Oh yeah, pero in general sense na rin naman pag I watch it. Parang it's not that much colorful kumpara sa other animes that I have seen. Pero one thing na I find positive sa A1 Pictures is they're very they always put something in detail. Parang detalyado sila pagdating sa paggawa ng scenes. Kasi for example, in Kanagi, there's parang during bag nando sila sa school, it's not just about yung mga main characters, but there are a lot of people walking around, tapos there's in details ng mga background is parang almost something na dynamic, kung tutusin. And also, since medyo kasi ang Kanagi is more on romantic comedy type of anime, so wala masyadong action doon. Sa A1, sa Tetsu One Birdie naman, action naman nila is parang nakikita ko parang movie quality yata yung parang pinaghirapan rin talaga nila yung mga battle scenes. Although there are sometimes na pag sumasobra na yung action, I think you already noticed it, nagiging blocky na yung mga characters. I don't know kung is that their artistic style or they just want to do that to parang to simplify yung kanilang drawing or remove violence.
I think there are two reasons behind it. First siguro ano, they want the people to watch to watch or get the Blu-rays or yun is
have you may Blu-ray edition ba ang first season? Parang I haven't seen it dito based on okay wala
there, din naka
ano na
strategy din siya so yung yan ba ng mga
okay, you drop. Okay, so nawala si Anton Dominic. Let me just call him. Okay, so bumalik na si Anton Dominic. What's my last question? Ayan, may sasabihin kay, I kind of forgot.
Di ba yung sa graph, yung style ng nagiging blocky siya, kaya minsan nagiging ganun, kasi kailangan marketing strategy din ng mga animation studio para bilhin mo yung mga DVD releases or Blu-ray releases, hindi ba?
Uh-huh. Okay.
So, kaya meron akong hihita kung bakit kaya nagiging kanon ka-blocky siya.
Pero, kasi, wala, di nakasal tito, pero, may Blu-ray version ba to? Kasi, the first season was released around the SD period, eh. So wala, well, nung nirelease yung unang saga or parang unang arc is SD lahat, so I haven't found any HD version ng Decode, pero of course Decode
so baka
meron, pero
baka wala mang Blu-ray pero siguro sa baka sa DVD na ayos nila. Di ba?
Oh, maybe siguro. Tapos, pero, siguro.
Okay.
And
continue.
Hindi. Okay. Okay na ba? Anyway, so ayun, yun yung observation ko when it comes to aesthetics and technical side. Pero anyway, the story. Yun, the story, yung sinabi ko. Saan ba to? Syempre, si main character natin si Birdie Shippon or Sipon Altera, if I'm tama. And I'm cheating kasi I'm reading from Wikipedia. It's a Federation agent chasing an interplanetary criminal. So si Birdie na lang. I'll just call him Birdie na. Siya siyang parang let's say in Earthling terms, the FBI agent, interplanetary FBI agent na in task to find criminals that are concerning dun sa kanilang planeta, if not mistaken. Ayun. So, but there's a pursuit of criminal, tapos they end up in Earth. Now, since the criminals went on hiding sa Earth, kasi parang ang Earth at this world is taguan ng mga pugante, ika nga. And so, since there are ways to disguise themselves, since advanced ng technology na they labeled Earth as a parang primitive class type of civilization. How should they? Ewan ko ng ranking nila, pero at least a bit, not really as monkeys, pero not above them, ika nga. But anyway, so yun nga, the criminal was happened to go to Earth, then si Birdie also went there undercover as a is an idol. So he was I forgot the name nung ano niya. Ginagamit niyang how should I say this? Helen.
Yung
pseudonym. Anyway, saka na 'yan.
Sounds interesting anyway, yung anime na 'yan, ah.
Oo nga eh. So,
pero pa
nga,
mga
so
under espionage.
Yes,
sounds like a sobing ikuyo.
Ganun ba siya?
Oh, meron parang mga naga-undercover, tapos sa discovery, dalawang babaeng naga-undercover, tapos dahil tinulungan nila yung cat girl, naging renegade sila sa kanilang mga respective agencies.
Okay. Pero dito, oh, there's not...
Sorry for the spoilers pala.
Ganun ba? Anyway, okay lang yan. So, anyway, ayeto, nakita ko na dito pala. So, she disguises herself as Shion Arita. So, siya yung parang idol doon. Although, the only difference is that brown line book niya. Pero anyway, yun nga, while during the day, he works as an idol kasi to have a perfect cover-up na. Kasi you don't have to be suspicious, pati rin sa mga aliens na nandun. So yun nga, during the day, model siya, during the night is he does his usual job, which is finding those criminals. Why are they chasing pala yung mga criminals na yun? Kasi, they're chasing criminals for a pending case yata eh. Mamaya pa pala yung grander scheme na naninyari. So, then we have this boy, parang the other main character, si Tutsumo Senkawa. So, parang, how can I say this? Parang, how can I describe him? He is most likely parang, he doesn't really that caring, or, let's say na, ano, he doesn't really mind what other people do, parang ganon. Pero, he has this interest pagdating sa abandoned building, so he has this own sense of adventure na he wants to explore stuff on his own. He doesn't really have much interest nga pagdating nga sa babae. Typical anime setting. So, yun nga, nag-cross ang landas nila Birdie at ni Senkawa sa isang abandoned building. So, si Senkawa also has his childhood sweetheart, I mean, his childhood friend na si Natsumi. Ayan, so Natsumi. So, they went there. So, ayun nga, they discovered the building. Then, they were apprehended or parang na-caught sila ng nung alien. Actually, yung alien part, pero they were disguised as humans. So, so the thing is, so yun nga, nahuli sila, then bababa na sila. But Birdie was able also to go to that building, so they were able to, so nagkaroon ng malaking battle, yun. And during the heat of the battle, the alien grabbed si Senkawa, then throws at him kay Birdie. And in that sense, na mistakenly, napatay ni Birdie si Sumo. O, si Senkawa na lang. Yun. So, syempre, may guilt si Birdie. So, the only way is to take yung conscience ni Senkawa, then infuse it sa kanya. So in short, Birdie's body is being occupied by two personalities. Birdie, of course, and si Senkawa. So doon na nagsimula yung magulong buhay ni Senkawa. So in the first season, the grand scheme kasi rito is that yung mga aliens pala na inaano ni Shippon o ni Birdie, they were carrying this weapon called Ryunka. So it's in their language is translate to shapeless death, in a sense that this weapon can select its target in massive forms. So let's say parang if we compare to atomic bomb, let's say a nuclear bomb, but this nuclear bomb can only affect certain types of organism. Either kung gusto niya is he wants to hit humans, so sige, all humans will die, but everything else remains. So, kunyari, mga puno, mga ganon, or mga buildings, they remain the same. Clothes will be not affected. Parang, wala lang. Damit nila yung matitira, ika nga. So, or they can, yun nga, they can do also the reverse. They can destroy the environment if they want to. So, that's Ryunka for them. But, Ryunka is a living being. It's not really a weapon like a missile or a bomb, pero it's a living being. So in that sense, during there's this my high school friend sila ni si Natsumi, yung again yung childhood best friend ni Senkawa na si Sayaka Nakasugi. So it's rich girl siya pero she has a weak health. But now one day during may nagkaroon ng chase between Birdie and the aliens, and it so happens na si Sayaka or si Nakasugi is was going down in this intersection and natamaan sila, so nagkaroon ng collision, yeah, car crash, and supposedly dapat mamatay na din si somebody so si okay, parang wala rito ah. Okay, wala rito yung pangalan niya. Pero anyway, there was this another alien na rin na parang kapareho ng status ni Shippon na who planted the Ryunka kay Sayaka, and surprisingly nga, of course, that enables her to recover quickly. So, ridiculously quickly. Ay, na...
Speaking of Ryunka, anong physical appearance pala nun? Nakalimutan ko yung tanong.
Ryunka? Yeah, but it's hard to describe. Parang it's, nung nakita ko, is somewhat like a bird of sort, something. Mahirap eh. Ikaw, di mo talaga maalala?
Di ko maalala eh.
Oh yeah, it's kind of been long. Pero, yung case has the shape. Pero, what it does is usually... goes para parasite siya eh. It goes to a host, then when it's mature siya nga, they can he can or she or whatever he is or kung ano organism to transforms to yunka or to a weapon. So in a sense so yun nga, si Sayaka was able to infuse sa yunka and was able to recover fast, and there was During the first season nga, it's all about the Ryunka. We're in of course hindi pa alam ni Birdie na may involved pa rin dito yung Ryunka in the game. I mean in the plot. But in the end even si Sumo nga pala is Senkawa was also during that time, I guess, was able to fall in love. Maybe because there was this conversation between Senkawa. I mean, si Nakasugi and Senkawa in the rooftop of the high school. And maybe that was the turning point sa kanila. But during the episode, yun nga, they became in love, in a sort. Yun nga, and si Senkawa was not able to parang understand or parang he cannot... take yung truth na si Sayaka is yung hinahanap ni Birdie na Ryunka, kasi yun yung nagkaroon ng bagong orders that they have to apprehend it or kill. Yun. But, so Senkawa, during the episode, Senkawa needs to find the way para to save Nakasugi, and during the episode nga, kasi there was this parang sino yung antagonist rito, si di na kompleto, pero there was this Indian guy who survived a bombing incident, and he thinks that those people that are lucky deserves to live, parang gano'n, na the weak must die, parang Shishio style philosophy. So the
Shishio sa Samurai X,
yeah so yung nga, the strong then survival of the fittest, ika nga. So yan nga, so he unleashes he wants to unleash the Ryunka. So yung nga, nakita nung nalaman nila si nakasugi na nga yung kanilang hinahanap, so they used her, so they harnessed their power, but in the end yun nga namatay yung main protagonist and it was left only to Nakasugi, who was also being possessed or being occupied by Ryunka. So when during the end of the episode of this season, yun nga, by that time nga pala is that during siguro mga bandang 2 or 3 episodes ago is nakuha na ni Senkawa yung kanyang katawan. Kasi yun nga, the only way to save Senkawa's body is to, of course, send it to their home planet to rebuild para reconstruct. So, from the meantime,
yung body? Reconstruct, yes, yung body?
Yes. O, wasak kasi yung body, binasak ni Birdie eh. So, the only thing to save is to save, they can save the body, so they have to repair it. But for the meantime nga, magsishare sila ng body ni Birdie. So they there's this transformation between Senkawa and Birdie, ano. And although sa the interesting nga is yung body ni Senkawa is not really equal dun sa capabilities ni Birdie. So pag nagtransform si Birdie kay Senkawa, he cannot fully use his skills or his techniques kasi limitations nung katawan ni Senkawa. And of course, Senkawa doesn't really have control of Birdie. But they have to do this fast nga kasi yung ginawa ni Birdie to save Senkawa has a drawback, which is yun nga, if they stay in that state for too long, pwedeng ma-take over ni Senkawa yung katawan ni Birdie and thus mabubura yung existence ni Birdie forever.
Hindi na take over si Birdie sa katawan.
Yeah. That happened almost sa season 2, but we'll just go in there later. So, ayun nga yung nangyari. So, in the end, nakuha na yung katawan, so they transferred the conscience of Senkawa back. Eh, but Senkawa, of course, wanted to save Nakasugi. So, they went to the final boss, yung boat. They were using the boat at the time, dun yung final settings. It was found out that there was this certain period sa Ryunka na it can possible to transfer from the source host to another host. So, ginawa ni Senkawa yun through by kiss. So anyway, there's this parang dramatization ng transfer. So, basta in the end, na-transfer ni Senkawa yung Ryunka sa kanya, and he ordered Birdie at the time to kill him para makapture completely yung Ryunka. So yun nga, in the end of the final episode, namatay ulit si Senkawa, so siyempre ginawa na naman is pumunta na naman kay Birdie yung conscience niya and in ano for repair. So Nakasugi was able to recover, but unfortunately yung 3 months, the entire season happened in 3 months, so most likely parang isang season siya talaga. Isang season ng Japan na. So most likely it was summer. So nangyari sa buong season na 'yon, yung arc na 'yon. And Nakasugi wasn't able to remember everything that happened in the past 3 months nung nasa kanya pa yung kaso, nabura lahat. And of course, kawawa naman si Senkawa at that time since there's this foundation of love na nangyari sa kanila, but in the end wala rin pala. And by the end of the episode, si Nakasugi was able to, I mean, left the campus for, I don't know, hindi ko malala ko yung reason, but she transferred out, so that's the end of the first season. So, ayun. So, in short, for the first season, actually, maganda siya. Ito yung series na parang straight to the business, ika nga. There's no fillers. In a sense tapos, na... separate filler talaga. So,
tapos no nonsense pa siya, no?
Ano?
No nonsense.
Yeah, no nonsense talaga. Dire-diretso story, yeah. Pero, there's this sometimes anime sa dire-diretso sa story na nakakantok. Nakakantok na. There's this, like, Book of Bantora, or Takakao Sisho, if you have heard of it. That's just anime na pinapalit ko ngayon. Hindi siya, maganda yung, there's this interesting story, but the pacing was so bad. not really so bad, but bad. Na minsan you can just drop it and watch it later. Parang ganun.
Or pero rather, this, on hold mo na lang, tapos watch it later.
Oo. Diba ka? Yun eh. Hmm. You can, you parang hindi ka magdadalawang isip niya on hold. But, Birdie Decode was a bit different kasi, every, the link, the story was well paced. So, so there was this, inkling o parang sa ano ka na I have to watch the next episode kasi maganda yung ano, interesting eh. So yun yung ano ko, impression ko. So I give the Birdie a good recommend, although kasi ang isip ko kasi the first I read this is about parang malatulabro na naman, there's this alien girl na dumating sa babae, and then I thought it was a love comedy itself eh, na parang excuse lang yung conspiracy doon sa yung kind stuff. Pero it wasn't. So it was a serious story, and I applaud rin A1 for bringing good detail and good parang direction to sa ano eh, sa anime. No fan service, pero this was 2008. So around that time is parang summer patapos pa ng harem and starting going moe. So transition period. The hindi siya, wala siyang fan service in the sense na nakairita. Ayan. So fast forward,
so 2000 no nonsense din pati yung presentation ng plot.
Yes, no nonsense. No. Talagang interesting, very interesting.
Mm. Marathon ko nga muli yan sa sem break. Haha.
Oo.
Kasi yeah, gusto ko ng anime na hindi ako mabobore eh, kasi yung mga ibang anime ngayon na especially yung mga anime ko ngayon parang nabobore na ako kasi minsan nagkakaroon na rin ng nonsense sa presentation ng plot.
Oh, yun nga eh. It's hard to find this kind of anime. Teka lang. Bago ako yan yung season 2, have you watched Cross Game?
Cross Gate? No.
Okay. Yun ang re-recommend ko sa'yo. Watch it. No nonsense yung story nun. First episode pala may iiyak ka na kagad.
Cross Gate.
Oh, C-R-O-S. Saray din naman.
Wait lang. Typing ko pa lang.
Check mo sa Anime News Network to see the plot. Maganda siya.
May anime news.
Mm. Oh, pala may anime wala. List na rin pala ako, pero I have so many animes na napanood. Medyo mahirap talagang i-add lahat 'yun. Pero I'm trying my best.
I-update.
Oh. Pero, update eh.
Don't worry, wala rin ang anime list account. Dami-dami
lang anime.
Like, accounts ko di. Yung
ano
mga
na?
Account.
Ano ulit?
So, dami-dami na online account ko, hindi ako makapag-update na. So, matatagdag na yun sa account.
Ganun. Ang dami. Oh, nga, mayroon kasi daming anime. Oh, daming, there's so, ano. Pero, ano?
Wala, hindi ko makita. Cross Gate. Spelling up.
Cross Game. Cross. As in C-R-O-S-S. Tapos Game. G-A-M-E.
Kasi na-type. Ito. Reviews. Number
39. Hmm. Oh yeah. Medyo mahaba-haba itong anime na to. Pero, I can guarantee, tapos na to.
50 episodes.
50, oh.
Kaya yan, 50.
Mm, mga dalawang araw. Maganda yan, in a sense na, yung no-nonsense story, talagang, tapos, magtitignan mo yung anime, this the art, yung anime design, is parang iniisip mo is galing sa, para yung mga anime, if you remember, yung mga anime sa Channel 2 nung mga bandang 10 o'clock ng umaga. Yung mga Sedi, Princess Sarah, yung mga ganong types of drawings. Of course, ganun rin yung dito. Pero, yun nga, what wins Cross Game is the story itself. Yun nga, it's a romantic, not really romantic comedy, but it's a romantic story ng dalawang tao. Actually, tatlong involved dito eh. Pero, I leave the rest na lang. Maybe I'll do a review, pero it's been so long at na-archive ko siya sa DVD. Maybe I'll try and download it again. Maganda siya eh.
Okay lang na magawa ng review sa Delay Mowe tungkol sa mga lumang anime.
Oo nga.
Okay lang.
Oh yeah, pero in order to do that, I have to rewatch it again kasi masyado rin matagal eh. And 50 episodes kinda long. Pero who knows?
Saan kakatapos na pala nung ngayon na nung March 28?
Oh yeah, oh.
Sabi dito.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Kakatapos lang nito. Kasi last year pa to in-air eh. And naalala ko nasa college pa ako nung in-air to eh. It's kind of funny pero ayun. Maganda ring ano maganda yung ending song nito. Ito yung nagpapaiyak sa unang episode. Eh. Maybe now, mamaya after siguro
wow.
Ng podcast before.
Nakita ko yung mga reviews dito. Sino mo? Lahat sila 10.
Mm. Pero yan hindi yan ano hindi yan overhyped. Hindi yan overhyped. it really makes it deserve niya talaga yung ganyang grade. Lalo na yung first episode. Watch the first episode.
That's why I prefer My Anime List kasi mas hindi nagsisinungaling yung mga tao dito.
Oo. Oh, ayan. So watch it. Ano na, maybe mamaya download episode 1 just to watch. Para teaser lang. Watch it. Oh. So tapos maybe the next podcast natin, you can tell kung ano yung interaction mo sa first episode lang. Ayun. So anyway,
if that's,
going back.
Connection here could catch up with the number of downloads I feed it. Anyway, yeah. Let's go back to the review.
Okay. So going back to second season. The second season aired was around 2009. So on January. So winter anime. Parang ano? Oh yeah, winter anime. A few months after. So it picks up what this story left off. So after the Ryunka incident nga there was this many died pala sa Ryunka. I didn't mention in the season 1 there are a lot of people died. The Ryunka's power was unleashed on parts of Shibuya
of Japan.
Parang part ng Tokyo eh. A part of Tokyo was annihilated by Ryunka. So in that sense, yung there was this garden people, there was this speculations nga that aliens was the cause of this, parang ganun, there are other issues. There was this conspiracy, yun nga. So anyway, after the Ryunka incident, there were these criminals from the escape again from dun sa home planet ni Birdie and went to Earth. It so happens that itong apat na to were fugitives or parang mga high ranking officials that they were responsible for bringing the Ryunka sa Earth. So they went to Earth also to observe yung powers ng Ryunka nga. So kasi they were doing an experiment eh. Ayun, so they consulted this parang old friend of theirs na to cover up yung kanilang stay sa Earth. So the main cover up is to give them the necessary tools needed para makapag-blend in. Yun. Oh yeah,
sa mga tao.
Yes, sa mga tao. I forgot to say itong mga tao na to it was explained during the first season and it also been elaborated kasi season 2 is mostly about Birdie's engagement or Birdie's character. So the okay. So Birdie was in forgot their race pero people in their planet, yung race ni Birdie was being parang there was this discrimination against their race. Their race being different kasi from the others. Kasi yung mga tao usually doon sa planet nila is mostly parang bugs. They're animalistic creatures, ika nga. And they were the ones closest to humans. So they find them different and
racialistic.
Ano?
Racialistic pala sila.
Yeah. They're racist, ika nga. Not everybody, but there was this also notion and like how America's Caucasians regarded how some Caucasians regarded blacks in the US as parang takaw gulo, parang ano, violent people.
Yung so, inferior, tapos etcetera. Diba?
Yeah, yeah. The usual stuff. So, they think na anything happen, they regarded yung mga race ni Aberdeen as criminals of sorts or monsters. They ironic, but they call them monsters. So these four officials for sila na do who escaped and went to Earth is they don't like the settings kasi kamukha nung mga Earthlings yung mga ayaw sa kanila, ayaw nila kasi anti sila sa race ni ano. So they consulted this guy na galing rin na kakosa rin nila that time na wants to wreak havoc. There was this incident, the tower incident before na that also started rin yung na doon magre-revolve kasi yung ano yung story. There was this incident like 10 years ago wherein Birdie was also one of the survivors. There was this bombing incident na brought down the central tower na ayun. So anyway, one of the members nun is in the Earth hiding as a refugee. So para hindi siya mahuli nung like the likes of Birdie. So they seek their help. So yung nga, they were able to disguise as humans and blend in. Pero during the course of the episode, yung nga, Birdie was able to meet with his childhood friend na was also part of the incident. It so happens na kasi si Birdie is a special type of Alterian yata o parang ganun na. I don't know what they're called. Planet. Ha?
Very special living thing just planet. Parang doon.
Special, ano siya na by fate is they are they're destined to be law enforcer or they are parang fixed to the military career. Yun ganun yun. So si Birdie was the successful part, the successful one. Pero although hindi alam ni Birdie, yung childhood sweetheart niya was also okay, nawala yung kasama ko. Let me just post. Ayan. So anyway, and bumalik na. Yan. Okay, I read further dun sa Wikipedia. So yun nga, they're Altarian. So yun yung mga yun yung race nila Birdie. So they were the humans of that planet. And Birdie is a new race, or actually a superhuman Altarian called Lixion. Lixion. I don't know how they pronounce it, pero Lixion. So they were this kind of race. So meron siyang friend, si Nataru, na yung childhood friend. He lives as a refugee sa Earth. Because kasi nga dahil he was parang somewhat involved dun sa incident during the Central Tower 1. So anyway, during the course of the episode, yun nga, it's about yung mga criminals na pinapursue ni Birdie was while he pursue, he notices that unti-unti sila namamatay. So someone is killing them. And Birdie's job now is to find out who kills them or saves those people before na matikok silang lahat. And during the course of the episode, or the course of the season, it's found out that Sinataru, yung childhood friend ni Birdie, is the one killing them. Based on the guilt nga rin na Nataru was parang he blames them for the death kasi of yung kanya friend. Na it so happens na kasama pala yung friend ni Nataru dun sa yung incident wherein namatay yung ano, yung kaibigan niyang lalaki sa na parang naging close niya noong nasa med school pa siya. Yun. And of course Nataru was also taking care of his or her pala yung namatayan yung ano ba? Yung kapatid niya na kapatid nung best friend niya sa hospital. So they take med ko sa med school, then we then during the course nga nurse siya, parang nurse siya doon na taking care yung kapatid ng brother ng namatay niyang best friend. Now of course that is of course madly in love sa kanya in a short. Of course this is childhood parang infatuation in a sense. So anyway, yung later the season this fans out na Lixion rin pala si Nataru, and he has this special terrifying ability na he can jump, they refer to jump through space and time. So in the sense that he can jump from one place to another, but he can also jump from different parts of the time. So pero since explained later in the season na he was a failure. So unstable yung powers na ginawa sa kanya, making his entire life a bit shorter. So every time he uses it, parang nagkakasakit siya or he's experiencing tremendous pain. Ayun. So during that question nga, Birdie and Nataru was able to battle it out. So in the end, everybody, oh no, yeah, only one of the perpetrators was able to survive. Yun nga, to end apprehended by Birdie. And during also in the season, it was found out dun nga that yung mismong promotor, yung the primary mastermind nung sa bombing incident sa home planet nila 10 years ago, was also hiding in the earth. In Earth. Pero hindi alam ni nila Birdie to. It was just later told nga in the episode in the last season. Final episode of the second season. In short, it continues mainly the same pace, more actions kung tutusin eh. Dito ko nga lang napansin na yun nga, during the super action season nagiging blocky na. In the first season, they were ma-action nga, pero I never see those blocky action scenes. I only see it the second season. Pero they only happen in during cases of soup. Okay. Ano sabihin mo?
Mas notorious dun sa second season yung blocky animation.
Oh yeah.
Mas notorious sa second season yung blocky animation.
Mas notorious. Actually, doon, kung alam napansin eh. Saka, it only happens during those most violent scenes with Birdie or with Nataru. Ika nga. Doon lang nila ginagawa. Pero, parang is a ingenious, ano na rin eh, censorship na rin sa kanila eh. To hide those gory things. Pero, anyway. Also, as I said, the entire season revolves around Birdie and Nataru. And yung the after effects of Ryunka. Pero they didn't really focus much on Senkawa at this time. So parang he steps aside as a character. Ayun. And they put more focus on Birdie. But there was this around near final episodes actually na si Nakasugi was able to visit their school, her former school, and unfortunately, of course, since Senkawa and Birdie was sharing the same body, he was busy staking out yung mga criminals nga nang galing ano sa home planet ni Birdie. So anyway, but in there's Senkawa, I mean Nakasugi was able to parang piece together yung nawalang past sa kanya kasi during the first season nga nag-date sila and there of course there were memories formed. And nakita niya kasi yung parang sticker photo nila na yung magkasama sila ni Senkawa. And he thinks that there's this something mutual understanding na nag-happen before. And sadly, wala si Senkawa at the time. And who knows kung anong mananyari. Will love bloom again? Who knows? Pero I don't know. I haven't read the manga. Kung di ko na lang kung how far they are. Based dito sa manga. Oh, so base rito sa manga, it aired. So 1985 to 1988. So tapos na pala to, patagal na. So, the only
yung manga.
So, yung original, it was able, 1985-1988, yun yung original manga. Then they were able to, they were remaking it, started around 2008. So, around the time rin na, ano, parang rin, para rin in lieu or in line of the Birdie anime. Kasi it started around 2018 and ongoing. Yeah, and also it also makes it a sequel of sorts. So in short, there's plenty of material for Birdie. Maybe we will be seeing the next season anytime, maybe until 2011 or 2012. Worse, maybe 2012, pero I'm guessing 2011. I don't know the rankings sa my anime list kung maganda ba siyang anime or how the people rank it. Any idea? Since ikaw na yun sa my anime list eh. How did they rank Birdie?
Ano Birdie? Threats on Birdie na yung original?
Yung boat. Ano ng boat?
Nang?
Nang boat. Nang dalawang anime.
Tayo lang. Nagbabrowse.
Ah, okay.
Ay, nako. Nagbabrowse. So, ano, eh. Medyo nagkakaroon ng problema yung browser. Ayun. They rank it as, they rate it at 7.38 ba ganun ng Tetsuan Birdie. Di umabot ng 8.
Daw yung second season.
Birdie Decode.
Around the same din, no?
7.84.
So, okay. So, tumaas ng konti. I don't know how the Japanese reception happened or kung maganda yung ano nila. Pero, maybe most likely is yeah, wala rin sinabi rito eh kung magawa sila eh. Okay. So, let's just hope. Kasi maganda siya eh.
Okay, meron ako nakikita dito na nag-rate ng...
Nang?
Hello?
Ah, nag-rate ng... Oh, okay. It dropped. Let me call him again. Medyo spotty talaga ang connection. Okay, so natin si Anton Dominic. So, ano yung sinasabi mo kanina?
Meron ako nakita dito mga 8 to 10 ang rating doon sa second season. Yun ang mas marami nakikita ko dito.
Pero di ba ina-average?
Ina-average siya, ang average siya 7.87.
Okay. So, mukha naman palang ano eh, ha? Since generally, most likely, mga Americans ang gumagamit yan. I cannot really say. Depende na rin talaga. How did the DVD sales or Blu-ray sales kung meron na far sa rankings nga. Pero, I hope nga, by at least...
Wala pa kasi kakatapos ng last year eh.
Mabagal ba talaga mag-release ng Blu-ray saka ng DVD? Mag sa mga anime?
Oo. Mabagal-bagal talaga.
Kaya na weird. Ewan ko, ba't kaya ang bagal nila?
Baka siguro nire-remaster nila yung video strip. Kaya medyo matagal-tagal.
I think, hindi. Kasi kung ganun naman, dapat, during the production, ginawa na talaga nila yung ganung edition, then they just dumb it down. Parang ganun. Ayun. Yun lang, ano yun. Nakapagtaka nga lang kasi masyadong mababagal ang mga anime nag mag-release. Pero, yun nga, let's just see. The only thing that's left nga is kung if the DVD sales or Blu-ray sales was able to be satisfying enough for the producers to create another season, why not? Maganda naman yung A1 and their job. They did their job and the director was also great. In being a no-nonsense and straight to the point plot na maganda rin ang pacing. So, let's just see. Ayun. So, anyway, we cannot review Durarara kasi from what you said, kulang na tayo. Pwede pa? Are you sure?
Oo.
It yes. Will take another hour. Ganun eh. So,
hindi,
okay,
kaya yan.
Kaya yan, ha? So, okay. So, we're gonna
go. Ikaw muna.
Ano?
Ikaw gagawa ng majority ko, comment ako. Interact na, mas may malaki na akong interaction ngayon.
Oh, kasi Dorara race just reset, so you have budget. Okay, Dorara, yes. Alam naman natin, it was aired last January 2010. Actually, we already discussed it with Enzo Chan during the anime conversations, but I stopped around episode 11 or 12. Actually, during the slasher arc, I stopped kasi Gigi dropped it, and hinangitin lang ako ng complete package so to finish it. So anyway, I was able to finish it. So Durarara is kind parang I don't know, parang nung napanood ko to, it's like West Side Story sense. It's about gangs. There's a certain Ikebukuro, which is a parang one of the fashion districts in Tokyo. Tokyo ba? O Shibuya?
Tokyo.
Yeah, Ikebukuro, Tokyo. So sa mga fashion district nila, and you can really tell dun sa settings nga that the people there are really fashionistic in a sense na they don't fashionista sila, ika nga. So anyway, the story revolves around syempre si there are three characters actually. Si Mikado Ryugamine, which is people usually mistakes him parang is that a alias? Kasi Mikado Ryugamine is too perfect to itself. Ayun, so nag-drop. Yeah, I'm gonna be familiar with this. Just wait. Ayun. So ayan, bumalik na si Anton Dominic, and this time in good quality. So anyway, going back, yung ano, I think a mention ko is ano yun? I find yung Ikebukuro is very fashionistic nga eh, kasi yung mga characters dun, they have this sort of own sense of fashion. Ayan. Pero anyway,
especially Shizuo. Si Shizuo, kasi di ba kung kikita mo eh, ano, taka bartender clothing lagi.
Oo. Saka ano, hindi lang basta bartender clothing talaga ng ano. With shades and matching good and the pay. Looks.
Good smoke daw siya eh.
Ano no?
Yung smoking pa niya, 'di ba, yung sigarilyo niya?
Oo.
Tapos kaya. Tapos rin yung kanya senpai na si Tom Tanaka, lagi na Amerikana, 'di ba?
Oo.
Kanya pinapanic card.
Oh,
tapos ay pa pala. Yung pinaka-champion na fashionista doon, si Isaiah Orihara, di ba?
Kung mag-pansin,
lagi naka-fur jacket, di ba? Tapos naka-fur fur hoodie pa.
Oh.
Tapos ay pa pala, si Celti. Si Celti Sterlosan yung julahan doon, di ba?
Yes, yes.
Naka badass biker suit pa.
Tapos ayun pa pala siya.
Oo. Tapos si sino pala yung doktor na yun? Naalala mo ba yun yung doktor na yun?
Sino?
Ay, si Shinra yun. Si Shinra. Sa, lagi naka-doktor. Tapos pagka hindi siya nag-doktor, naka-normal coat lang siya, di ba?
Talaga ano yan? Yun
lang yung mga example lang ng pagka fashionista sa Dorarara na na-load ko ng gusto.
Oh, nga. Despite the simplicity nga ng description natin, it goes beyond. Ewan ko. They know how to dress themselves, ika nga. Kasi minsan it comes some animes, usually usually is either school boy or school girl uniform, and that's it. Yun lang, wala nang iba. Dorara is a bit special. Saka,
tapos yung character design din niya maganda, di ba?
Oh yeah, I cannot disagree on that. Maganda talaga ang design niya. They really made it highly productive. Kasi nga during I think this was winter. So winter anime. So ito yung parang the most promising of them all. So nung ni-release ng mga anime at that time. Very interesting. So ayun nga, as you said, I already mentioned some of the characters. So the main parang core or the main na thing that gives Durarara the interest, ika nga, the way the most people would rather appreciate in Durarara is the characters. Kasi
it has loads and loads of characters.
Oh, and diba? it brings life to the city of Ikebukuro. So
Ikebukuro accurate.
Yes. In the kasi during the first parang 3 or 4 episodes, 5 yata, is that you know, they use the introduction of characters and there's also these times na that there's certain events na go overlap each other. Kasi if not I have to ano kasi Durarara, the team who made the baka, no, if you have watched that, is the team also who made
pero for me mas maganda ang Durarara kaysa sa Bakano.
Oh, kasi syempre mas
Bakano
latest
yung pronunciation ko doon.
Kasi
yung portrayal ng sa do sa story do sa Durarara gripling masyado yung kahit pag interconnected arcs, di ba? Hello. Yung for example yung tatlong arcs, makikita mo doon connected yung sa simula kala mo hindi sila gano connected to each other. Tapos pag makikita mo sa as a series progress, makikita mo, aba, connected pala sila, di ba?
Kaya it makes kaya sometimes hard sa akin kasi since I stop parang halfway. So minsan hindi ko na maalala kung ano nangyari kasi minsan sometimes it stems from the first arcing with CLT. Pero hindi naman na of course during
CLT, diba,
sa
$3, di ba?
During CLT nga sa during
in the dollars.
During nga sa ano alam naman natin during the opening nga there's this certain flashback nga or parang on the previous episode of Durarara, parang ganun. So ni-present na lang yung mga scenes na magiging relevant doon sa episode na yun. So it helps, ika nga. I think this
saka this kind of technique is unique sa kanya, 'di ba?
Kasi just like what ano, the technique is similar to Bakano, but the difference is Bakano is they jump from era to era and scene to scene. So I don't know kung paano ano kasi I watch it in a marathon mode, marathon mode. So walang problema sa akin kung disorganized siya. Nakaka-relief pa naman ako kasi sariwa pa naman pero maybe they realize that doing that is kind of very confusing pagdating sa mga fans. So they dumb it down, then they add some parang helpers man lang para when it is they jump from series to series or certain point of views, ika nga kasi during the past parang yung arc ni Celtis talks mostly on parang history pa ng ano, malaking chunk kasi ng ano ni Celtis talks about yung history ng mga characters like si Shizaya, si Shizuo, saka si Izaya, how they hate each other and such. So ayun. So since there's so many characters, let's just focus on maybe as story progress kung ano yung matakal kong character kasi that everybody has that significant role pero they do have a good role or role that portrays in a certain arc. Yun nga.
Ang medyo makikita ko lang na parang problema ko sa Durarara yung storytelling niya nung baka bandang unang episodes, di ba? Parang it's kind of boring, it's interesting, tapos napansin ko lang, it pick up sometime in the episode 9 kung saan yung kinausap ni Celti si Mikado at saka si, kasama niya si Izaya. During that time na nakakuha na mas maraming screen time si Izaya, doon na naging okay, naging maganda yung Durarara sa akin, parang na-push na ako sa edge ng aking upuan. I don't know, maybe is it because of my own preferences pagdating sa storytelling or is it just because na fanboy ako ni Hiroshi Kamiya?
I cannot really answer that pero to contribute doon sa sinabi mo is that the most parang sa akin the interesting part doon sa episode na yun na may I'll tell it to sequence later is that yung tatlo si Kida,
Mikado,
si Mikado saka si Sonohara, yung that so happens that
si Andre,
the three of them also have their own form of gang na nagkaroon ng malaking misunderstanding sa isa't isa. And of course si Sonohara is usually there. Taking cause noon. Ha? Ayun. So is
napuputol parang eh.
Ah, okay. Yeah, okay na. So yung point sa akin kasi is yung the three best friends nga na this so happens that they were crossing paths at each other blindly, crossing paths at each other. Kasi during the final arc nga is that Kida wants to find out who is the slasher, and he's thinking kasi na baka may kinalaman yung dollars which is owned by Mikado.
Mikado.
Yeah. Na which is owned by Mikado. Na parang doon nanggaling yung slasher. But of course, Andri was the original slasher. The original one that has the Saya blade. Saika blade. Yes. The Saika blade. Then of course kasi yung the slasher arc was being parang portrayed by a parang almost or fake mother. Ikanda. How they refer to the leader's mother. So anyway, yun yung ano, dun yung turning point sa akin, and then how Isaiah plays on these three people. Kasi since we're digging down sa character, kasi the main really primary character here is Isaiah, yung tatlo, as I said earlier, si Shizuo. Actually, Shizuo is most likely a support rather than a main character. Then Selty.
Actually, sa totoo lang, yung mga yun, yung mga nabigyan ng light na yun, mga main characters yun. Pero pinaka protagonist talaga dun si Selty.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, pero her role was parang dun nag-dumb down during after the after ng arc niya. The slasher and the parang most likely parang going along na lang siya sa story .
Pero nagkaroon pa rin siya ng mga part sa mga arcs na yun, 'di ba?
Yeah. Like yung nangyari dun sa police. Yung takot-takot siya sa traffic enforcers. So that's one part, pero tapos, we never see the light ng
kalibutan na siya rin yung yung tumulong kay Andre na makatakas wala do sa mga nagagalit na mga Yellow Scars members, hindi ba?
Yeah, oh.
Siya rin yung kumausap kay Andre. 'Di ba?
Yeah, pero in the third arc nga, yung ngayon suspect nila kasi doon lalong na fuel yung suspecha ni Kida sa kaniya ng Yellow Gang nila na the dollars yung may problem ay yung may pakana ng slasher kasi
kinala, diba, it was known that Selty was part of the dollars, hindi ba?
Oo, kilala siya na parang suspect, malaki yung association sa dollars. Ayun. So yun nangyari yung third arc, pero yung sinabi ko, si Isaiah was yung the most likely the main three players nung series na to. The first arc nga, as you said, the mostly started with Selty, kasi Selty is the most odd person in the group, the person na Ikikibukuro. Kasi,
she's a fairy.
Yes, she's a fairy. Parang he's the grim. Ano bang bansa? Ireland? I don't know kung anong bansa siya.
Ireland.
Yeah, so, it's Ireland.
Irish.
So
may Irish yung sa Ireland at saka Scotland.
So, in the Irish regions nga, there's this fairy tale nga, Dulalalan, or how did they say it? Dularara.
Julahan.
Dulalan. Is this mythical creature that's, he's this basically their version of the Grim Reaper, that there's this headless woman riding a horse with her head carrying on her hands. So parang carry lang niya sa kamay niya yung ulo niya. So he was this creature who does this thing.
Mga mamamatay na mga tao, hindi ba?
Mm,
so yung parang sa kamatayan, di ba?
Sa huling gate, sa kabilang tarangkahan, ika nga. So dun yun yung silbi niya. The Angel of Death, ika. in a Catholic sense. So ayun yung ano nangyari. Maybe you can help me here. Pero how did he lost his head? Sino kumuha sa ulo niya doon sa...
Lost his head? Ay, her head? Not much to spoil it, eh. Pero, ninakaw yung head niya gamit yung Saika ng nagtatay nung kasama niya.
Oh, yeah. Okay, oh. So, so ginamit ni Saika to steal the head. Bakit Saika? And ni head niya?
Kasi to cut the soul links between yung head and the yung main nakatawan ni Celty.
So para ano para hindi ma-sense si Celty kung nasaan yung ulo niya precisely kung nasaan eh, no?
Oo.
So that's the purpose. So ayun nga, her head was stolen. For God, Celty is of course immortal. So doesn't really matter kung gaano nakatagal natin yan. But someone, parang he senses that yung kanyang ulo is in Japan. So, he went there, of course, in...
She went.
Yeah, she went. I'm sorry. She went there during, of course, the voyage nga, of course, yung kanyang kabayo. This is also is a form of spirit. So, he turns his horse, or ewan ko kung anong gender ng kabayo niya, to a motorcycle. So, to be a fashionista man, ika nga, kasi it's in modern times. Modern time na eh. So, yun nga.
At saka para baka disguise siya ng mas mabuti.
Hmm. Kasi, who wants to, di naman to Maynila na may kalesa pa doon sa Japan. So, so of course, anybody who rides on horse on a highway is kinda ridiculous. Saka, he's pataka agad. So, he does a motorcycles and during there's this urban legend that that there's this parang rider black rider that with neko helmet neko like ears neko mimi helmet lang pala neko mimi helmet na rides along with their headlights off. So ayun, so yun. And then there's this parang every time na he passes by, there's this parang horse sound na dumadaan, parang magnadaanan ka. So she became an urban legend, but she's practically working as a courier kay Shinra as a form of paying the rent and such. So that was the first arc. During the first arc, it's most likely introducing the characters like si Isaiah and Shizuo, yung kanilang rivalry kasi si Shizuo is most likely is may anger management problem, ika nga. So counting
asar lang sa kanya. Kaya siya nagagalit kay Isaiah kasi si Isaiah pinaglalaruan siya tapos fine-frame up siya yung mga ganoon.
Pero
as you could see in the flashback ng memories si Shizuo.
Pero hindi,
And not to mention yung mga mahilig sa kasyonet ay, di ba?
Oh, yeah. We know someone.
Sa Danboro, marami. Sobra.
So, we know someone who likes their Shizaya combo. Pero, that's another story. So, anyway, ayun nga.
That's another story.
Si Shizuo, actually, yes, correct. There's this unformed rivalry, gaya nga. Napaka-simple-minded kasi ni Shizuo, kung tutusin. He gets mad.
Madali sa iba ni Pili.
He gets mad as simple issues nga. Ayun, and there he has this unbelievable strength that as it was based on the flashback. Yung sinabi sa flashback is that there's this certain limit sa tao na the people set limits, strength limits upon themselves, but Shizuo doesn't have that limit. So he has this parang way na every time he gets mad, usually he picks up certain things. Na is that 10 times more his weight in the essence. But despite don, alam niya hindi sinasabi ng katawan niya na hindi mo kaya yan, ang bigat-bigat niyan, parang ganun. So during those kanyang tantrums, if I called it the right term is that maraming nababayan na buto sa kanya and injuries and such, lagi siyang balik-balik sa hospital, but it so happens that of course as the body grows and experiences that casual or hindi naman casual, parang rutinary damages, nagiging
nasanay na yung katawan niya,
na-reinforce yung kanyang bones, so sa in this sense na rin naging superhuman na siya. But there's a flashback nga with Shizuo na yung kapatid niya, na anytime there's an argument between those two, ang pampakalma lang kay Shizuo is a bottle of milk. Yun yung ano. Oh, by the way, oh nga pala, although hindi naging important part yung kapatid ni Shizuo, but he was a star, celebrity star, movie star, ika nga, and he's the one who gave
hindi siya ganun ka nagkaroon ng like, pero pagka pero sa tingin ko doon sa OVA ng Durarara magkakaroon ng like siya kasi introduce na rin doon yung mga kapatid ni Isaiah.
Oh, okay. Di ko alam yun, ah. So, ayun nga, doon si yung kapatid ni Ren niya ay nagbigay ng ano ba yan? Ng
bartender clothing bartender sa kanya.
Oo. Ikaw malala. May reason yun eh. Can you refresh me? Ano yung reason yung bakit bartender yung binigay?
Kasi di ba yung bartender clothing yung binigay kay Shizuo kasi yun yung job na nilandingan niya, yung final job na nilandingan niya. Tapos binigay na kapatid niya para hindi na siya magpalit ng job. Ngunit at that time, na-frame up na naman siya ni Isaiah kaya nakulong siya na matagal-tagal tapos nawalan pa siya ng trabaho niya. Tapos sa paglabas niya ng kulungan, nakita siya ng kanyang senpai na si Tom Tanaka. Tapos doon na siya inibitahan maging debt collector and at the same time, bodyguard.
Pero yun pa rin, of course, hindi na niya pinalitan yung kanyang damit. In a sense, na-mean yung costume niya. Ayun.
Oo. So, at in-encourage din siya ng kanyang senpai na maging wag niya masyadong itago yung kanyang lakas. Pagka talaga magalit siya, ilabas lang niya para pagka marilig lang niya yung pangalan na Shizuo Heiwajima sa Ikebukuro, matatakot na yung mga tao.
Oo. Parang yun yung kanyang katumbas na Voldemort. A name that shouldn't be said or forbidden sa kanya. Pero you said nga yung parang nilalaro ni Isaiah si Shizuo. Parang I remember kasi nung during the flashback, the first time they met, sinabi talaga ni Shizuo, "I don't like you, so that's why I'm gonna kill you." Parang in the first place pa lang by instinct, ayaw na ano niya kay Isaiah. Parang ganun. Tama ba? Tama ba ako? So, from no apparent reason, yun nga, nagkaroon ng unformed rivalry, and of course, since alam naman ni Isaiah how to manipulate si Shizuo, he was able to, you know, play along and such. So, yun nga. Then, of course, we were introduced also during this LTRC, si Simon Brezhnev. Siya siyang pacifist, ika nga. He doesn't like, siya sa mga parang waiters sa isang Russian sushi restaurant. Na who, I don't know.
Pero actually, meron pag story kay Simon, pero nasa light novels lang. Hindi pa na-animate sa anime.
So, most likely OVA yun.
Hindi. Pero most likely, sa next season pa ng Durarara yun.
Isang malaking arc ba yun? Isang malaking arc yun?
I think kasi partially ka lang nabasa yung mga stories din sa mga website mga blog eh.
Okay.
Kasi tinatranslate lang naman sa light novel.
So ayun nga, so he's a Black Russian, best pacifist siya, ayaw niya ng war. So pero he on par siya with Shizuo. So if Shizuo, they fight. Oh yeah. They can fight each other equally. So anything na itapon kunyari, there was one time na yung may hinagis si Shizuo, sinalo lang ni Brezhnev tapos binalik niya. Parang ganun. He has the strength pero he doesn't really want to engage in battle.
Use it.
Yeah. No. Kasi I think it was because kasi yung based on this hometown sa Russia, which is of course yeah, usually play with war during siguro ng time niya is nagsawa
meron
na siya.
Kasi meron siyang background story na kung bakit ayaw niyang makipag-away siya. Meron siyang story, pero hindi ko elaborate further yun.
Ah, kasi nasa light novel.
Oo.
Ah, okay, so okay. So, okay, kung ganun pala may I was just speculating baka ganun kasi it wasn't really explained. So, okay. So, yun yung si Celty, of course, in-explain yung na-explain na rin namin. Pero, during this time, yung main the main perpetrators or yung para hinahanap is yung hindi ko malalang kapatid ay yung kapatid nung isa sa mga executive ng pharmaceutical company na currently may hawak sa ulo ni sinian ni Celty.
Wait, yun, naalala ko pa. Yung si sila pa yun? Yagiri yung apelido nun eh.
Okay, si Nami eh. Yun.
Nami yung sa pharmaceutical.
Si Nami.
Ayun, si Seiji. Seiji Yagiri.
Yeah, si Seiji, syempre, is of course, nung bata pa siya, is pinakita ng, si Nami yata yung nagpakita eh. Or tatay.
Sa ulo ni Celty.
Pinakita sa ulo ni Celty na he felt in love with it. Ayun. And of course, the love grew much.
Oh,
yun nga, na i-idolize his worship.
Isa pa palang unique sa Durarara, naalala ko. Yung Twisted Love.
Yes, Twisted Love. Yes, a Twisted Love between, Seiji.
Between different characters, tapos yung mga, of course, mga yandere natin.
So, ayun nga. si Seiji was deeply in love with, and he wants to, actually, hinahanap rin niya yung ulo kasi tinago nga ng kapatid niya. So, then, of course, there was this, this girl, na,
who broke into his room, tapos, isa sa mga yandere stalker niya.
Yes.
Yandere stalker pala niya. Tapos, ang ginawa niya? Munti ka na niya mapatay. So, ang ginawa, nag-practice ng plastic surgery doon sa babae para magmukha ng mukha ni Celty.
Oo. Malapit na ba na mapatay? Parang alam ko na patay yata niya eh.
Hindi, malapit na mapatay.
Ah. So, ayun. So, ayun nga, kasi this is a plan for Seiji, parang matigilan na niya yung kapatid niya sa kakahanap and to satisfy nga rin yung love, ika nga. So, itong stalker naman na to is agreed to do plastic surgery kasi for the name of love, anything.
Tapos stalker rin, nag-agree rin siya na mag-arte-arte na nawala yung memories niya na siya yung si Celty.
Oo. Kasi gain situation 'yun eh. Mapapalapit siya kay Seiji. Then parang yung trato naman si Seiji, of course, fake love nga naman doon na first parts. Pero at least nagiging two-way relationship. Hindi lang one way.
Oo.
So ayun. Nagkaroon nga ng chase na natunogan rin si Celty. Akala nila yung stalker na yun is yun talaga yung ulo na kinabit talaga sa kanya. Pero it wasn't really the case. And of course, yung ulo pala
Mikado
is...
Si Mikado naka-discover na peke. Yun. Mm.
Oh. And of course, during also that arc is the reveal nga kung sino talaga ang utak ng dollars. But to say that, those is one
pero
of the...
Pero hindi ka matalaman pa agad ng karamihan sa kanila.
Oo. Yun nga eh. It was, those were also the parang strong points rin ng Durarara. Parang nagpatayo rin sa aking kinauupuan yung part na yun. Ayun. So anyway, yun yung nangyari. Naging dollars din.
Yun yung sa first arc natin. Yung sa second arc, yung slasher naman, di ba? Yung,
yes.
Yung marami reports yung mga na-slash. Tapos, na-discover lamang na yung isang babaeng nagkagusto sa yung na yandere for yung teacher dun sa nagkakagusto dun na nagkakagusto tuloy na may gusto kay Andri ay ang may pakana ng pagkalat ng slashing incidents, di ba?
Oo. And akala tapos, nung yandere na yon na siya talaga yung Saika. Right?
Oo. Tapos at the same time yung mga Saika na yon, pinakakainteresan si Shizuo Heiwajima dahil sa super strength ni Shizuo.
Mm.
They want the strength of Shizuo, but in the end hindi nila naapektuhan si Shizuo dahil meron siyang kalakasan at tapang.
Ayun, saka wala siyang limits. No limit. Oh.
Oo. Natalo nga niya yung lahat ng mga Saika children eh.
Oo.
Tapos doon din na-reveal ko sino yung may hawak niya sa tunay na Saika. At doon din na-reveal yung memories ni Sonohara Andri.
Mm, kung ano yung nangyari sa past nila and how it started. Ika nga. So, ayun yung nangyari. And then that revealed another gang. Ika nga, the Saika gang.
Yellow Scarves.
The Yellow Scarves was before. Pero during the slasher, actually prevalent na rin sila. Nag-start up to rise up na rin sila that time. And of course, it was later after the Saika arc na nalaman natin na si Kida pala isa yun yung siya yung leader, siya yung mastermind nung arc nung Yellow Scarves na yon. And in the past,
siya rin yung founder. Tapos yung story niya doon sa pakipaglaban niya doon sa isang former gang which is the Blue Squares. Tapos doon din na discover yung pagiging unti-unting pagiging yandere ni Mikado for Andri.
Pero during the fight
ako sinisip ko sa Durarara.
Ha? Ano?
Halata ako sinisip ko.
Okay, yun nga eh. It's easier for me. So, ayun nga, during the Blue Squares nga, the yellow and the blue, there was this incident nga na ako niya na nagpa... hindi ko maalala kung sino yung girlfriend ni Kida during that time, pero noon nangyari yung incident na yun is that he was devastated and he decided to leave the gang. Ayun.
Oo. Of course, nasrek lang yung gang dahil nakita niya si Andri na naatake nung slasher.
So in the end nga rin, he has no choice but to use the gang's existing capabilities para ma-track down kung sino yon. So, in the end,
nagkaroon ng kaguluhan within the gang itself, tapos nag-take over na yung Blue Scarves dun sa Yellow Scarves, tapos muti ka na siya mapatay, pero nag-rescue si Mikado at si Andri.
Oo.
And of course, Selty.
In Celti, of course. Yun nga eh, kasi, of course, di natin, anything, kasi si Kida is, of course, ewan ko na to yung sinabi dun sa story, but yung mindset ni Kida, kaya ginawa niya yung Yellow Scarf is dahil yata sa mga manga na binabasa niya ng anime. Dun yata nag-place yung ano niya eh. So, he wants pa ng justice-founded na gang. And, of course, reality bites. Hindi naman ganun talaga yon. And he was, of course, being a 14-year-old, of course, trusting ka pa. So, in the end nga, during absence niya, yung na-allow ko kay sino-sino lang nag-join ng Yellow Scarves, then so happens that the Blue Squares was able to inject itself like a virus doon sa Yellow Scarves. And of course, yung nga, ako ito man yung sinabi mo, nagkaroon ng uprising or coup d'etat on their end. And during also that time na parang low point na rin ni Kida yon kasi he thinks na parang binitray ni Mikado siya, and si Andre is of course most likely aiming for ano, parang he was left alone. Ayun.
Oo.
He was left alone. As I mentioned, the three gangs actually, hindi natin matatawag yung ano ni Andre as gang eh, pero she can command anybody.
The three factions na lang.
Oh, the three factions. Na nagko-collide sa Ikebukuro. Which na yun nga si Andre na may mga hawak pa naman sa mga Saika na infected. You know, of course, we have the dollars. Na ang kahit yung mga na-infect, yung mga blue squares na naka-infect sa yellow squares is parang binubuli na sila. Hanggat maaari is sinabi ni Mao sa mina ay ni Mika na ano, don't fight. Parang ganun. Stay patient. Parang ganun. Ayan. So, of course, si Kida, yun nga, ano na natin nangyari. So, nag-revolve lang ito. After the slasher incident, yun nga, nagkaroon ng three factions. Then, and of course, this was all being planned by Isaiah in the backlines. Kasi, siya yung nagpa-stir up ng commotions eh.
Oh, tapos huwag mo rin kakalimutan yung pagkaka-narrate to sa story. Pagkatapos doon, ano, it would keep you on the edge of your seat. Ang ganda ng pagkaka-present ng story. At hindi yes. natin kakalimutan na yung voice acting, magaling din. Very fit din sa characters. Convincing yung voice acting. And now, Durarara is being licensed by Aniplex. Di ko lang alam kung magiging convincing yung voice acting sa North America. And do since we're in Southeast Asia, you won't care much about yung sa North American dub. Diba?
Hmm. Yeah. Iwan na lang sa kanila.
Tapos yung length ng episodes niya, maganda rin, diba? Sakto lang yung sa 24 episodes.
Ah, yeah. Oo, yung Durarara, pacing niya. Pacing is correct, is fine. Pero of course ikaw na rin, kahit ako rin, may certain low points na minsan there's those times na parang should I hold this? Yung nga ganun. Ganun niya sa akin, I hold it.
Oo.
Nung mga during the slasher arc.
Yun lang naramdaman ko nung mga first 9 episodes, pero nung after that, it picked up, naging interested na ako. It glued me to my seat. It glued me to my seat and it threw me on the edges.
Yeah, in the edges. So, of course, ano pa ba ang ano natin? We're gonna recommend it, of course. Tapos na siya, so you can download it into your favorite torrents. It's not available, of course, so it's free to download for you to do so. Wala naman dumadat in original dito sa Pilipinas, so piracy is not a concern. So, ayun.
Pero para sa akin, I recommend it. I even rated it as one of the three epic animes that ended just this June 2010.
What's June 2010? Ah, okay. Okay.
Yes.
Kasi kasama din Angel Beats.
June of this year. Meron tayong tatlong magagandang anime na nag-end. Angel Beats, Durarara, and Bakemonogatari.
Ay, oh. Dako. Paalala mo, Bakemonogatari. Kasi there's this big gap doon sa production nila eh. Gonzo, di ba? Gonzo ba sila?
Na-delay lang, pero yung final episode, maganda.
Okay.
As what the Twitter people said. I still have to watch it.
Will they refix yung mga certain episodes? Kasi di ba, there was this certain episode na alas, wala na silang na-i-animate.
Oh, sa Blu-ray. I'm still waiting for Thora.
Okay, so I hope they fix that. Maybe siguro since di ano naman na there's so many animes there. Hintayin ko na siguro yung Blu-ray, yung wherever the quality resumes itself, ika nga. Kasi may problema eh. Ewan ko why did they release an anime? Kung ano mo problema sila. Pero okay, ibigay ko rin point nila. Sayang rin naman nagawa na nila. Why not do it? Ayun. So, okay. So, yun yung ano ah, yun yung review natin. Parang naman siya, haba-haba ng reviews natin eh. Pero, at least, we were able to do our usual anime review. I hope, maybe, if you have any comments on the reviews or if you want to suggest any anime, actually, mas maganda nga yun kasi if you suggest us any anime, kahit hentai, yaoi, shonen, or anything, of course, yung, the rest, yung, syempre, di naman dahil mapanoorin ni Anton Dominic yun. Pero, yes, give a shout dun sa derumaway.com. And of course, as I said, there
are new writers. Or just mention us on Twitter.
Yeah, mention, of course. You never underestimate the power of retweet. Ayun. Which I found out.
You could mention us on Twitter, on our personal accounts, or on the Derumaway Twitter account itself.
Yeah, that's correct. I never, kasi, I think you, someone, no ni-retweet ko tong, ano ba to? Ano ni yung podcast namin with Kokoy, nag-skyrocket na naman yung page views ko eh. And many people are watching the episode 13 of my Pinoy PC Purple. Ano, never just made power Twitter na. Power Twitter. So, ayun. That's it for this show.
Okay.
Mukhang, ano na tayo eh, overtime.
Nakain na ako.
Ah, okay. So, nakain na. Yeah, so, okay, ulitin ko. Ako si,
okay, final words.
Sorry? Oh, yeah, final words, please.
Oh, okay, everyone. Thank you for listening, and I hope you enjoyed this show. Follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/ADTCruz.
ADTCruz, and of course, that's
Solidad. And Mr. A, follow him on Twitter, twitter.com/Solidad.
Yes, and of course, you can watch our reviews. Magpapalapit ang same breaks at derumaway.com. So, the rest of that is, you can find it there. So that's it. Ako si Mr. A, si Anton Dominic, kayo na ikinig sa Derumaway Podcast Episode 3. Isang magandang araw sa inyong lahat.